A lack of economy.
As my guide conducted me through the different departments, the lack of economy everywhere stirred my soul with grief, for I had a full sense of the debt hanging over the institution. The petty dishonesty, the selfish neglect of duty were marked by the recording angel. The waste permitted here and there in the course of a year amounts to a considerable sum. Much of this might be saved by the helpers. But each will say, "It does not belong to me to look after these things." Would they pass these things by so indifferently if the loss was to be sustained by themselves? Oh, no. They would know exactly what to do and how to do it. But it makes all the difference now that it belongs to the institution. This is the fruit of selfishness and is registered against them under the heading of unfaithfulness. In the dining room and kitchen, I saw marks of negligence and untidiness. The floors were not cleanly, and there was a great lack of thoroughness, of nicety and order. These things speak to all who have access to these rooms of the character of the workers. The impression would not be made that the sanitarium had a class of neat, faithful, orderly helpers. Some have labored faithfully while others have done their work mechanically, as though they had no interest in it except to get through as quickly as possible. Order and thoroughness were neglected because no one was near to watch them and criticize their work. Unfaithfulness was written against their names. The matron looked upon the same that I saw, but she good-naturedly passed it by and seemed to have no sense of the true state of things. I saw a few trying to change things for the better and pleading for a faithful discharge of duty, but an indignant protest was raised. And most unmerciful thrusts were given those who ventured to take this responsibility. Unpleasant remarks were unsparingly made, and feelings of jealousy and envy indulged, and those who would have been true and faithful found numbers so large against them that they were compelled to allow things to drift on as before. These are some of the existing evils at the sanitarium.